TV Corner.
Welcome to Film Core. We're doing a podcast here on the new season of Handmaid's Tale. I'm Peter. I am going to be leading this discussion in lieu of Armani's absence. She's on vacation doing exciting things in LA.
And I'm Lulu, and I'll be joining this discussion.
So we literally just got done watching the second episode of the new season. We had to kind of catch up a little bit. But we've got a lot of thoughts. First and foremost, in that the new season is completely off book. We had some amount of source material for the first one. We did go off book a bit.
Yeah.
For like the flashbacks, I think.
For the flashbacks and like for the husband's perspective too. I forgot his name. But
Fred? Or no, Offred's, June's.
Yeah, husband. June's husband.
But
yeah.
So now here we are in just completely uncharted territory. And as Armani pointed out, what happened when Game of Thrones went off book was not great for the series.
Yeah, it got very cheesy, I think, right? Yeah. Game of Thrones.
I mean, I liked the last season, but that's not what we're talking about. Yeah, okay, yeah. That's a whole other discussion.
That's a whole other podcast.
Yeah. But yeah, we just went directly into off book on this one. Louisa, what did you think of what happened as far as the writing?
Well, I really feel like they're trying to stretch out a lot. Yeah. With these first two episodes, I don't know, they spent a lot of time showing visuals that weren't necessary. And yeah. Just, I don't know, get quicker to the point, you know, is what I was hoping for. Like,
sure. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, there are moments in both of these episodes that, like, my initial reaction is like, whoa, that's beautiful. Oh my God. And then, like, 5 minutes later, I'm like, whoa, this scene didn't go anywhere. Like, it just kind of like, even though, from what I know of the first season and the making of it, like, I think that a lot of the scripting was original scripts. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it was based on the story content of the book, but, yeah, like, I think the dialogue and everything was, like, pretty much for the series. Like, they make very modern references throughout all of it.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. June is very, like, 21st century.
Yeah,
sassy.
A modern woman, yeah. And with sass, yeah, definitely.
And, like, this season, though, even acknowledging that, I do feel like the writing's already declining.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I don't even think there's that much dialogue either.
But just like what happens, like the events of the plot. Let's talk about the first episode, the first scene. Like, so we start off right where the first season ended, which is the ending of the book.
Yeah.
Where we don't know what's going to happen to June, and it could be a good thing or it could be a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have all these questions, and then it ends, which is dope. I love that.
Yeah.
But then immediately all of our questions are answered, and the answer is, it was a prank. Like, basically, it was a punishment that showed them we could kill you, but we're not going to.
I don't think that tactic works so much because the handmaids are like a commodity that are very rare. So it's
and
like,
that only like
they can't kill them.
That only enforced it.
Yeah, it's like they
could have completely taken out the whole hanging scene. Mm-hmm. Although I did love the visual of hanging women in a baseball stadium.
Yeah.
That's like the most like like
masculinity, like toxic.
It's just so American.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It's like that. It's literally like anytime that they pull any kind of shit that is like, okay, this is exactly what ISIS would look like in America.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime they do that, I'm like on board for it. Okay. Because it's like, the visuals are just astounding.
Yeah.
And I was like blown back by like the visual of like old fashioned hangman
mm-hmm.
like devices in a fucking baseball stadium.
Yeah.
But
I never thought about it that way. Like, a baseball is a quintessential American sport.
Yeah.
And that very good it's observation.
Very like, and that's the other thing. When they made the first season, we were like gearing up for a Trump presidency,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah.
not there yet.
Yes.
And now they've made the full second season in the Trump presidency.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some elements, and I'm worried that there's going to be even more elements that are going to be like very obvious alignments with like women's march-esque kind
mm-hmm.
of like, you know, tie-in.
Yeah.
Not that I don't. Well, I mean, women's march, it's, I basically support it. It has its problems. It's very white liberal.
Yeah,
women.
White feminism.
And that's kind of what I'm worried about. I'm like kind of worried that it's going to take like a little bit of like a obvious like white feminist like fist in the air and that's about it.
Yeah.
Like kind of a thing. I don't know.
I'm.
Am I just rambling?
No, I see your point. That's something that a lot of people had a problem with the book. From what I read in the internet was
yeah,
that it was
like no black people in the
yeah,
book.
Yeah, and just a portrayal of like whiteness.
Yeah.
Which
they did do
society.
A good job not doing in the first season.
Yeah, but they don't
added.
Give that much perspective of like, I don't know,
yeah.
as a black woman so much, I feel like. Am
they
I like
just
crazy?
No, you're right. I mean, like, we don't really
this
see
this is like the second
much.
Time around that they're like, have like being enslaved, you know?
Right.
You would think that this would be part of like, the conversation or the dialogue or like
yeah.
something that
well maybe that'll be we can only hope but
yeah.
like maybe that would be approached
yeah.
in the second season
yeah maybe they'll like right their wrongs and like you know flesh out that history a little bit better you know?
There is like a weird thing that I noticed in the first season that like even though all of this is like based on like colonial enslavement
mm-hmm.
and like extremist groups and like all this shit, like Gilead doesn't see color. Like that's
mm-hmm.
the weird thing. It's like that to me is somewhat
erasure.
It's somewhat unbelievable.
Oh, okay.
To me it's like oh well they are like misogynist to their very core and like believe in these extremist Christian values and all this shit that is like currently a problem in America
mm-hmm.
but they don't seem to have a problem with black people or like immigrants.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
And yeah, I guess it's like not that bad. And I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like they're woke there.
Yeah.
But like everything else I don't know.
I think they just don't know what to do with that material. They're like, ooh, that's just too thick of a material to get into.
Maybe
to like incorporate. Which I'm not like, I think that's a lame excuse, but that's what it seems like. They don't
right.
they're just like, we can't try to put that cause in as well.
Right. I don't know, man. It's
yeah, we gotta check the writers and see if there's like a diverse writing cast. Right? Writing
from what we're talking about, I would bet that there's not.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, like I said, despite the, you know, strikingness of the baseball stadium and the hangman's noose in there and everything, the actual punishment we see in the next scene,
mm-hmm.
where they, you know, are like searing
the skin.
Yeah,
and like
that made sense. That's an actual punishment that
mm-hmm.
like they can inflict on them. And then there's like the thing where they have the stones.
Mm-hmm.
They literally
they have to like hold the stones for like hours in the rain. Yeah.
The fake out was completely unnecessary.
Yeah. I think the fake out was, I don't know, just an excuse to like see women like pee themselves. I don't know. It was like, it was jarring to see like the panic and things like.
Yeah. It was like either it was going to be a fake out or it was going to be some like Deus Machina shit, and like someone was gonna come in and like, oh, it's the resistance, mm-hmm. and like they, you know, did something, which would have been like so far into the realm of unbelievable. I'm glad it at least wasn't that. They definitely wrote themselves into a wall,
mm-hmm.
and I don't really think that they got out of it in a very good way.
Yeah.
Like, we had the fake out, and then Alinea came in and was like, that was a fake out.
Yeah.
And now we've just, it's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so basically the Handmaids, all they took from that was just like, we're gonna scare you, but we can't kill you. But
yeah.
Like, everything that followed that could have just been that,
mm-hmm.
you know?
They just really wanted that visual of the soccer state, not the soccer,
yeah.
my foreign ass
They wanted
self.
To keep the, the soccer state.
Sorry, this is America, the baseball stadium.
Right, the big American baseball stadium. Yeah, I mean, like, I felt like in the first season, I was like, just engaged constantly,
mm-hmm.
and in these two episodes that level of engagement has like decreased the longer that the episodes are going on, because like I'm starting to get hip to the fact that like it's not gonna be as interesting of a result,
mm-hmm.
like
yeah I don't know what no. it, I mean I don't I definitely don't think Gilead is going to be over this season, you know?
No.
So there's not...
They're going to fucking build that up for like four seasons, and then there's going to be like a big war.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be like dramatic shots of everyone like battling each other. I don't know. I feel like I'm getting way too cynical already.
Yeah.
But like...
But I think the problem is like, it's hard to like... It's like kind of hard to root, because we're like, we know the antagonist is not going to be losing anytime soon, you know, we're
right.
going to have them for a while. So like at this point right now, it's like, I don't know. It's just like accepting, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I just think that there's just going to be a lot of like going through the motions with this season, because
yeah.
they're not going to try to end.
I mean, these two episodes felt like just going through the motions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what did we even learn about anything in these two episodes?
We learned, yeah, like...
I couldn't tell you anything. We learned Gilead is bad, and they torture women.
Yeah.
And also, they are against gays.
Yes.
And...
everything that we already knew from, like, first season. Like,
yeah.
that Emily has no problem with murder, you know,
mm-hmm.
that, but we already knew that in first season when she like ran over those eyes.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess this time this murder was a little different, because it's a little bit more like she wasn't being chased. She was more calculative. Like, oh,
yeah.
I'm going to like poison this bitch. This
yeah.
Is...
Well, let's talk about that. All right.
Yeah,
Marissa Tomei. Shortest role ever.
I wonder how much she was paid for that. I don't know why. I always like to know.
Yeah. I hope that it was fair. I mean, she did a good job.
She's an Oscar winner, so I think she deserves...
Marissa Tomei, fucking Marissa Tobey. I'm sorry. That, let's pretend that never happened.
It's recorded. It's there forever.
Yep. I could choose to edit it out. I'm not going to, because this is... that raw shit for all of you listeners.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay. Marissa Tomei is in there for like 20 minutes as...
I would say even less. Like, but, right.
Yeah. 20 minutes total episode time.
Okay.
They jump around. And she's a devout...
Christian.
Devout,
like...
Well,
their version of Christian. I don't know.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Like,
she's
it's...
Gileadian.
Gileadian. Okay.
And she's a. What is the term for the wife of the?
She was. Let me look that up.
Yep. Double checking.
But she fell in love with someone else. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who that someone else is. Do you know? I know she said that she like had the sin of the flesh, but
I think
don't
it
know.
Was just.
Like,
and probably like a similar thing to June's eye.
Oh,
boy,
yeah, maybe.
You know,
like,
I don't know. There's plenty of men around in Gilead.
That's true. And they're all trying to.
So she got sent to these colonies, which. Okay. The colonies are pretty much exactly what I expected. They're also pretty much holes. And actually, I was talking to Louise about this before. So Richard Kelly, the director of Donnie Darko, after Donnie Darko, Disney like hit him up and for some reason decided that it would be a good idea to ask him for a script for Holes. And I guess he was feeling like hot shit at the time. So he submitted this like crazy post-apocalyptic idea for Holes. And you can find this script online. It's fucking wild. It's like a hard R script. And it takes place like after a nuke gets dropped in Texas. And this is like a camp that they send like youth to or whatever. Literally, that is this episode. The colonies are Richard Kelly's Holes. There's people in gas masks. There's people dying with chemicals. They're digging holes for no reason. People come there on school buses. It's Holes. So, yeah, that's just a fun little tidbit. Although it's beautiful, like everything else in these episodes, I don't really know if we needed to see the colonies because I felt like I just kind of got it. From like what they said in the first one, they're almost a little bit more ominous. Like, just like, I'm pretty sure that the reason the air is shitty is because it's like near nuke sites, right?
Yeah, I think, yeah, there's just something, the reason why everybody is barren and there's so many, like, few people, I think, is because of the environment. Like, there's just extreme pollution has caused women to not be fertile and for crops not to grow, so that was something that they alluded to in season one. Was that Earth is in shits. Kind of like what's happening right now, right? Like,
and whether or not there is an actual decline, if there's one thing that we know about conservatives is that they really want you to have babies.
What you know about conservatives is that they need to have control over women's bodies. Like
that too.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that, like, Marissa Tomei's character, like, despite her being sent to this colony, she's still, like, a very devout Gileadian, to be said.
Well, I think that that's, like, directly because she was, like, a lady of the
prestige,
house.
Yeah,
prestige. We still did not find the actual word. But, like, yeah, she, like, was, you
main
know,
bitch.
Right.
The main bitch of the household.
She didn't have to, like, and Serena is the same way.
Yeah.
Serena, like, has her dark side. I mean, she's a dark character, but but like, she also, you know, has her moments of like pity for June or whatever. But like, overall, she totally believes in what's going on.
Yeah.
Like,
which is ridiculous because in the first season we see Serena was like more successful than her husband,
right.
And then she just to accept a society that made her lesser is so, I don't know, like, what were you thinking? But
yeah people go along with that shit,
yeah,
and at some point they're gonna be indoctrinated.
Yeah, but the thing about Serena was that she wasn't even like going along with it. She was sort of like pulling the strings behind the scenes, you know, as the puppet master. She was like the one telling Fred, like, hey, I want, like, this is the kind of old school society we should go back to.
Yeah.
Like, we need to have family values back again, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's like,
well, that's one thing that, like, that little, you know, that little tease of, like, Gilead's startup. Was like the most interesting, like, if anything was teased that I wanted more of, it was that.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the colonies, I don't really think that we needed to see them.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense because we're now like going like deeper into the mythology of the series or whatever, but like that episode or potentially multiple episodes with Fred and Serena, like, that's what I want more of.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That shit is interesting as fuck.
They're probably, like, saving that for, like, the fourth or fifth episode, you know, like...
Maybe.
The middle. I think they're having a slow start, and I'm hoping that it's going to get better, but I agree. Like, those first two episodes, they were a drag. They were just going too long, and it wasn't like the first season where you were instantly hooked.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be nice, and I'm going to say that, hey, sometimes it's hard to get, you know, a footing in this, you know? Like,
it's true. It's kind of like they're starting over a little bit.
Yeah, they're like they have nothing to base off of. So they're like, oh, what sounds interesting that we should write about? And of course, Colonies was one that it's kind of too predictable. Like, I knew that from, like, when I was trying to predict season two, I was like, they're definitely going to have an episode dedicated to the colonies, which I think is unnecessary, because I think what was really cool was not really knowing about it, because it was, like, ominous, like you said. It was, like, something that we were, like, we would know about and, like, everybody would fear, but we wouldn't have, like, an actual representation of it.
Right.
And I think that them doing that kind of takes away that mystery. So I don't know, now it's like, now we know the big bad, and it's not, I don't know, it is bad, it's scary, but it didn't have that impact that they thought it would have for us.
The problem, I think, comes from a very faithful, to my knowledge, adaptation of a limited piece of art.
Mm-hmm.
In that, like, you know, the book was only so long. They embellished it a little bit to great effect, mm-hmm. I think. They did a really good job with the flashbacks and everything. I think they won the Emmy.
For flashbacks?
For the episode that is, like, majority flashback.
I see.
They did all of it really well in the first season. Mm-hmm. There was masterful filmmaking in it.
Mm-hmm.
There was, you see just enough and you get the idea. You get the idea that, like, you living in a society that looks exactly like our own could actually see a day to night changing of your world. And that's how extremist overthrows of the government can happen.
Yeah, they're taking cues from, like, all the genocides that the world has faced.
Yeah.
You know, like Cambodia.
It happens in countries all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
And showing it in an American context, they took just enough from, like, what's happening in America right now,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, threw in, you know, historical context of a lot of other stuff and did it very, very well.
Yeah.
These flashbacks in the new episodes, I feel like, are just kind of, like, taking the same kind of style in that, okay, insert character that we have seen in modern context and then flashback to them a little bit. They had a good life and then something drastic happens. They run up and they get freaked out and then everything is sad.
Yeah.
And that's the flashback.
You know what's kind of crazy with the first episode of the flashback is us seeing how June wanted a baby, even though she was, like, being forced to get a birth control.
Yeah.
Like, have her husband sign for her birth control. It was weird to see her wanting a child despite her not having any autonomy.
Yeah.
Like, And, like, that moment, it triggered her, like, yeah, I want to bring another baby to this world. To this world. I thought it was, like, also, like, very, I don't know, unnecessary, weird, and just doesn't really go with the story so well. Like, I thought...
Yeah, I was confused by that.
Yeah. I would not, like... If I was having a conversation with my significant other and I was having to have him, like, sign these papers because the government doesn't believe that I'm capable of taking care of myself,
mm-hmm.
that wouldn't have been the moment. That would not have been the moment I decided, hey, let's bring a baby to this.
Right, exactly. Everyone in this country thinks that you're the boss of me. Let's just, like, not even use the things that are my last vestige of, you know, personal autonomy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's So yeah, I mean, yeah, we're going a little back and forth with like the first and the second episode, but
it's I mean, they were released as one.
Yeah, you're right. But it's just
that is our autonomy to talk about whatever part in whatever episode we choose.
You're right. It's just trying to highlight the fact that it's like even the writers are not having these logical progressions with their characters. I feel like some of these things that they're adding on to these flashbacks are one, unnecessary, and two, doesn't seem like it would go with the character.
Yeah. I'm starting to kind of like lose a little bit of
hope.
Well, I mean, I guess, but like I'm starting to lose a little bit of like who is June? Like,
yeah, she's kind of scattered, you know. Yeah. Like, I don't think the flashbacks are doing her any justice. Like, with like, we're not learning anything more. It's confusing me even more, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because I thought she was first season. I thought she was like fighting the fight, you know. She was
right.
She was going and protesting, and then in second season, we're seeing her trying to like rebuild a family in this fucking chaos.
Yeah.
It's like, what? I thought you were trying to like go, you know, march, you right, know, right. And, like.
Yeah. I enjoyed watching both of the episodes, but the first season just set the bar so fucking high that these episodes did not measure up.
Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, okay, so she gets trapped in the Boston Globe. I, like, the fact that they, like, they shut the door and you see the title Boston Globe on there, that was literally enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they really are just hammering home like every single thing. And it's like the fact that she's in an abandoned warehouse that used to be the Boston Globe, that's like literally enough to just go, oh man, wow, that's it.
Yeah,
that's all you need. And then she like goes through and she sees all this stuff that the people owned, and then she like goes down and she sees, oh, they were hanged, oh, they were shot against the wall, like, duh.
Yeah,
and then like, she breaks down in tears.
Like everything she experienced first season, seeing all those bodies being hung by the
like river, every day,
did not like. Yeah, it just seems like she was like she got like tabula rasa like with her character, where she like every past memory was erased.
Yeah,
and like she these new and then like got re-traumatized.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, I don't know.
Like, she's been through hell, and, like, now she's just seeing, like, oh, people were killed here for a reason that totally makes sense with everything else we've seen with Gilead.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude. Like.
Yes, that was.
They're really, like, squeezing a lot of, like, drama and time out of, like, every moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that, like. You know, and granted, the first season was not the most subtle either, but, like, I think that maybe a little bit of subtlety would really go a long way in this. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It really doesn't feel like we're going anywhere right now.
Yeah, I think they're just having to move directions with the story. Like, move away from June, move away from Emily, and like focus on, you know, like what is Gilead's relationship with other countries. Like, we saw their relationship with Mexico and how they wanted to start exporting handmaidens there. Yeah. Like, I want a little bit more of that.
Yeah, like, let's see what's up in Mexico.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, or like, let's see what Canada is thinking of, you know, like, what are their rescue missions with for the people of Gilead, because we know there's a lot of, like, we know that June's husband made it to Canada.
Right.
So did her best friend, and Emily, and I'm hoping that her wife has a little bit more, like Cleo Duval, she should get a little bit more scene work.
Props on knowing the name. I did not know the name.
Yeah, she was a big 90s actor, remember? Like, a 90s teen actor. She was in She's All That. And
All right.
Hey, Cleo, I'm a fan. If you're listening, I watch your stuff.
All right. Now we need to get blog coverage so that Louisa can get in contact. All right.
But, yeah, Yeah, so I want to see that aspect more, like, of what is the international scale?
Yeah.
Like, what are people thinking of this, like, the outside perspective
right.
of Gilead? I think if they do that, I think they'll, like, get themselves out of this hole that they built.
Yeah.
Like, maybe...
The most interesting... Sorry, I cut you off.
Oh, no, I was going to say, maybe the truth is like... Those June and those stories are over, you know?
Yeah, actually, okay, two thoughts. One, as I was watching the first episode, I had a brief moment of thinking the most, like, sweep the rug out from under you move that they could possibly do was, what if June just got fucking hung? Like, what if they just ended it there?
With the baby?
Like... Well, fuck the baby. Like, that's what Gilead cares about. Like, like, just, you know, yeah. Obviously, they couldn't actually hang her and everything
they
like that.
They have to, like,
but, like,
maybe in the end of the pregnancy, she gets hung.
I was just like, man, that would have been interesting.
Yeah.
That would have been so wild
yeah.
to actually be like, okay, she is not... Because that's what they did in Children of Men, which
mm-hmm.
is, like, definitely... a tonal, like, jumping off point for this
mm-hmm.
series is Children of Men. The hero is not the person that's going to change the world. The hero is the guy that set things up for someone else to be the first start of changing
yeah.
things, because things are just so fucked that, like, this generation isn't going to be the one.
Mm-hmm.
Offred shouldn't have been the one.
Yeah. She definitely should die for, you're saying she should die.
Like, I'm not saying she should die, blah, 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 but, like, I'm just saying it would have been a very interesting thing, because in the first season and the book, like, and again, we've disclosed this many times, we have not read the book, but, like, we've certainly read the Wikipedia, but, like, we just know that, like, the ending of the story that they are now choosing to embellish is that she might be fucked, or they might have done something else,
mm-hmm.
which they didn't. I'm like, they chose probably the best way that they could have gone out
yeah.
of that, but, like, there wasn't really, because that was the end of the story. And honestly, if you ended it at the end of the first season, my bet would have been she's fucked.
Well, I don't think she... For me... I never thought she was fucked, because she has a baby. She's pregnant. She's, you know, they don't want to fuck that up. Like, so, I don't know. I never thought she was going to die, at least not until the baby was born.
Yeah.
And that's why the stakes weren't high for me, you know? Like, that's why I wasn't, like, worried that she was being hung. I was like, something's going to happen.
Right.
Either Mayday is going to come through and shoot all the people, like Aunt Lydia and all her lackeys,
yeah.
or it's gonna be a big ass prank like they did.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what happened. And so yeah, so for me, it's like, I feel like June is safe until further notice, until, like, if she loses the baby, then maybe, like, it's a little risky for her. But,
well, if they catch her now,
oh yeah,
that's gonna be some...
If they catch her, they're just gonna, like, chain her up into a bed pole.
True.
And, like, force feed her and shit like that. Which, I think that's not a way... I don't know. I feel like... I read about stress and pregnancy. I don't know. Like, I don't know if the Gileans, like...
They might not have the best scientific standpoint from, you know, where, that doesn't mean that the babies aren't going to keep being born.
Yeah, I just think that the environment that they're creating, like, I guess I have to just suspend my belief here and just think that these women are highly fertile, and no matter what conditions they're in, they'll have a baby.
In summation... Gonna end this like a fifth grade book report. We were not impressed with these first two episodes. Visually stunning, as per usual.
Great acting. I feel like
great acting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like,
I'm like ready for Elizabeth Moss to have something a little bit more subtle to do.
Oh, you don't like her. She is a little bit.
Okay, the first season, I feel like, is Elizabeth Moss, like, 80% of the time, stone face. 10% of the time, flashback. She's scared of stuff. 10% of the time, losing her shit because everything in this world is so intense. Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
In two episodes, we have seen her crying, enraged.
Horny.
Like, all of this stuff, which, like, I guess does make sense because she's not under anyone's eyes, except for under that one eye. Hey.
Oh, there you go.
I could edit that out. I'm not gonna.
I don't think you should.
I hope that we're going to go more into the infrastructure of Gilead. Mm-hmm. I hope that we're going to see just a little bit more of, like, the power structure of this government, because it is a government.
Yeah.
And how they started, like, how they started from some tiny little extremist group, how they got the power to, like, get the balls to, you know, blow up the White House and all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's the interesting part.
That would be cool, like, to show, like, how they did that.
We've got the whole, like, you know, civilian viewing 9/11 reference there. Yeah. Let's get into the people that did it.
What about they? What about the guerrilla group that that June is sort of involved in helping? Like, I want to see a little bit more of that. Like, what is Mayday? Like, what? Where do they get together? How are they like? You know.
I'm interested, but I'm a little worried in this looking like Rebel Alliance versus Empire.
Oh, I think they're going for that. I think that's.
Yeah.
That where
seems
like
to be where we're going, and I don't like it.
Well, you know, hey, it's, you know, I don't know. Edit that out.
Yeah. Okay, that's it for this Film Court podcast. Join us next time when Armani will be back from LA and keep us a little bit more on track. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Going up to bitch, I'll see 4 million. Accelerating fast, I could do this in a second. Looking in the rear view, swagging, going swell. Leaving boys behind, kisses leaving just to kill. Film Corps.